Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
You can find Fifi, Feb, and Nick on the Fox every weekday morning. And you can find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse.
101.9.
This is the Fox.
It's always cool when you see a celebrity out in the wild. Like, you know, you don't expect to see them at the supermarket or, I don't know, at the bus stop or at the shops.
Nightclub,
exactly. Yes. What do you mean?
You, on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, you certainly didn't expect. Well, no. I'm not really a celebrity. I was at
A-grade.
I was at a nightclub. Do you know what the funny thing was? I was leaving Fev's 40th on Saturday night, Nick, and I was the line outside the Albion where his party was so massive. And I won't lie, a few people were saying, oh, hi, Fifi. And I just kept going, Feb's inside, go upstairs. Upstairs, his party's upstairs. So I was
an open bar. Get in, everyone.
Now, I'm bringing this up because Woody Harrelson, you might recall from lots of movies. I just keep, my go-to is Cheers, but that's a long time ago. That was his first TV show.
True Detective. Recently?
Yeah, true. Of course. He was wonderful in True Detective. He was on the weekend, somebody was moving house in New York City and they were having to move all the things in and out of an apartment. And as we know, New York City, it's very, you know, lots of stairs. It's quite pokey. Woody Harrelson just was walking past and then started to help this girl get her stuff inside the apartment. Just started lifting things up and moving them up the stairs for her.
White Man Can't Jump. Was he in that?
That's right. Yes, he was. White Man Can't Jump.
Hustler. Turns out White Man can lift, though. Moving those boxes at pace.
How nice to be just walking past and then go, this lady needs a bit of help.
What did she look like?
Well, I knew you'd ask that. She did. She uploaded a photo with him saying, how nice is Woody Harrelson just helping me out?
No, well done, Woody. You've done that off your own bat.
So that's Fev's way of saying she's not, you know, it's not like she's a glamour supermodel. He's just helping a nice lady.
He's just done a good deed. Pardon?
You see the long hair and you're like, do you need a hand? She turns around and goes, actually, I've hurt my hammy.
I would always help no matter what the person
you're
looked
a
like
good bloke. You're a good bloke.
Now, what's interesting about this is, see, she uploaded this to Twitter and then all these other people started messaging saying, oh, I chatted with him once at a party and he was so lovely. He was so nice in person. See, think about this compared to what happened to Ellen DeGeneres last year. Mm. Somebody said Ellen was rude to me and then social media melted down because apparently she's been rude to everyone. But nice celebs, it usually does cut through and it is consistent. And why don't we open the phone lines, 13 10 60. Have you had a celebrity be nice? A nice celebrity encounter.
And don't use us.
Well, that's a given. I mean, you, not me, obviously. I meant Fev. That sounded really arrogant. I meant Fev is a genuinely nice celeb, and he would always help you. I imagine if you were walking past someone on the street moving house, you'd always help. You're always doing that.
100%.
Yeah. When a friend texts you and says, like our friend Byron Cooks messages and says, can you help me move house?
No.
Yeah. But strangers, yes. Natasha in Geelong. Hi, Natasha.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, Natasha. Now, is this another Woody Harrelson story?
Yeah, it's another Woody story.
What? Was he nice? What happened?
Oh, he was awesome. So I was doing a Kentucky tour. It was about the year 2000 and we were in Moscow in Red Square and we all had like bottles of champagne. We were like popping the champagne. It was a great big group of us and he came up to us and he's like, hi guys, what's going on? And we turned around and we're like, oh my God, it's Woody. And he just had a chat to us and then we were like, can we have photos? And he was like, yeah. And there was a guy who was turning 30, on the day and he just took a whole heap of photos and he had a really good chat to us and then was like, okay guys, see ya, thanks, bye. Like, yeah, he was awesome. Really nice, down to earth guy.
That is good. You get the feeling he would be nice and that's lovely for him to follow through with that. I didn't expect a Woody Harrelson story, but we've got Rachel in West Footscray. Hi, Rach.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Rach. Have you got a celebrity story about someone that was nice?
Yes, I actually worked for Noel Gallagher in London for 2 years as his nanny.
Wow.
I'm jaw-dropped. Like, that's Oasis. Awesome. Yeah, Noel Gallagher from Oasis, brother of Liam. And you get the feeling, Rach, that they are prickly, but Noel not so much.
He was he was extremely quiet and reserved and polite and made me like a cup of tea every morning before work. He was wonderful. And I also went to his wedding and I met his best friend, Russell Brand.
Oh, geez.
He's nice too, apparently.
Is he?
Yes, he's very nice.
How would you know that?
I know Russell quite well. He's a very nice guy. And I actually know that Noel is nice through Russell.
He made you
Russell
breakfast has and said, tea too, didn't he?
Russell has said that Noel is quite nice. Great story, Rach. Thank you for sharing that about Noel.
No worries at all.
Anna in Greenville. Hi, Anna.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Anna. We're sharing nice celebrity encounters.
You are. I am calling about your man there, Fev.
Oh, guilty.
Fev, my boys were at the Albion on Saturday night partying up. You actually stayed there with them talking for ages.
That's why I've got a sore voice. I blame your kids.
No, I've got the video. You were grabbing their phones and sending videos back home.
Anna, you know what? I mean, he's not joking. It's because he was talking to your sons and everybody all night that he now can't talk. That's how
he's
wonderful
amazing.
You are in public.
He's doing TikTok dances.
Wow.
Was I?
Amazing.
You were amazing. You really made those kids' night.
You know what? You know what upsets me? Why did my beautiful wife, Lucia, call in the day after the Super Bowl and say, Fev sent me videos that he was so fun and lovely on the phone? Very different outcome for us.
Hey, Melbourne. Take the guilty splash.
Two nights. Crown Towers, Melbourne.
Or risk it.
I'll take the safe bet.
For a mystery cash prize.
$5,000.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Fifi, Fev, and Nix. Guilty pleasures. Register your guilty pleasure online now at fox.com.au. The winning continues 7 a.m. and all day while you work on the Fox.
Yes, now the time has come. The big man, Brendan Favola, had his 40th night. It was a great night.
Yeah.
I, like a true professional, pulled up stumps early because I knew I had to get back on the radio today.
Well, I didn't.
Also, it wasn't your birthday.
True, good point. You went right
3:30
through.
3:30, probably.
You?
Yeah, 3:30.
I reckon it was. I think you said about 4:50. Four,
maybe.
4:50 was the time I heard you call stumps. Yeah, you just don't have a voice this
morning.
No,
I don't.
You've done the right thing. You've come in, but I really think we need to bid you farewell and you need to remove yourself from the studio, go to bed, have a rest. And
I've got a massage booked at 8:30 at Crown, so I'll better go.
Nick, he's basically hung around because his wraps just turned up, his breakfast wrap. Now he can have that. Go and get a massage.
Enjoy, guys. I might see you tomorrow.
101.9 The Fox.
We just kind of sent Brendan Favola home. He's got no voice at the moment, but he looks like he's out there on the phone.
Well, he had his 40th on the weekend and he's come in and he can't talk. So we've and good on him. He thought he could do the show, but we just said, go home, go and rest. But unfortunately, he won't. So he's out there answering the call phones, 13 10 60, if you want to chat with Fev. Fev, what are you doing?
No, he's not talking
can't
on
hear
air.
You.
Yeah,
he's
can't hear
pressing
him.
Pressing the wrong button, mate.
This one?
Yep, that's it.
Yep, can't pull out hard Leon's job. So I thought I'd do this, and I'd just like to give a bit of feedback. More Fee, more Desire, less Nick.
Oh.
Please. News.
News.
Unfortunately, despite what he said, more Nick.
Yeah.
We want more
Nick. Yeah, more Nick, unfortunately. It's, as you know, it was my birthday.
Oh,
jeez.
He's going to heckle you.
That voice is no good. I also love, it's time to go home, Fev. You can't talk. He's like, no worries. I'll talk to anyone in Melbourne that calls us right now. That'll fix the voice.
Look, they're
go
calling,
in even
Fev.
Deeper.
Answer the
but
calls.
But as you know, I turned, here he goes, Fev. Yep. No, he leant in to talk, then he didn't talk. Tricked me. Very good
job, mate.
Oh, man.
I turned 34 on Friday. It was my birthday, but I was stuck.
Happy birthday, Nick. I feel
Thank
like Fev has stolen the occasion by having his 40th on the weekend.
Yeah, rude. He waited. It was his birthday in January or whatever, and he waited months just to take the spice off of my weekend. But I, of course, I'm up in Sydney. Sydney Comedy Festival's on at the minute. And after my show on Friday night, I'd had just a couple of beers and I was sitting around talking to some friends that I've gone to go to the bathroom and had a massive fall. A big old slip.
It's one of the best.
I didn't realise there was a little bit of water on the ground, and it was right in between that the water hit the deck and the bartender grabbed the sign. There's just a brief moment in time. Do not stand in that spot. I didn't see it, and I slipped and went down. The video, my wife said she's watched that more than any video of me ever. A thousand views from Looch.
You uploaded it yesterday on Insta, and I enjoyed it. I you got an LOL from me, laughed out loud, and kept watching it. In fact, I've watched it about five times this morning. I enjoy your fall so much.
Well, what it is, I think the bartender thought I wanted to sue or something because I said, I need to see that CCTV footage. And I said, well, you're not hurt or anything, are you? I'm like, no, it's hilarious. Like, I'm not, because that's, I think it's a good, you figure out if you're old or not.
Yeah.
By people around you, their reaction, and everybody laughed. So 34, I'm still young. It's still classified as a stack. I haven't taken a fall.
You haven't.
You know?
You bounced back too. You were
good to go. Good to go.
If you want to see it, Melbourne, do yourself a favour. Fifi Fever Nick on Instagram, Marcel, he's just uploaded it. And Fev's just written in the box here on the chat, wrap it up, Nick.
1019, The Fox.
Fev, he's missing Fee.
Yeah, poor Fev, we've lost him. So he had his 40th on Saturday night, as you know, Nick, because you were in Sydney. We didn't get to have you there. You're obviously for the Sydney Comedy Festival, but he finally had it. And he was there till about 10 to 5 in the morning at the Albion in South Melbourne, and he has no voice.
He's got no voice. He was looking very schmick, though.
Yeah, he was looking great. And we had him until about 7:30, and we've had to send him home. So we can't sit here and relive his party with him. But you also know, Nick, all last week I was telling him I couldn't make it because I had plans, and I kept saying I was going to Phillip Island for the weekend to watch the Penguin Parade. And it's very hard to surprise Fev. He refuses to let you do pranks on him. And I pulled it off. It was an amazing moment. This is the audio of it. Picture this, because you can head to Instagram or Facebook and have a look at the video. But I just walked in, and then there was lots of screaming and him being surprised. It's very visual, but there was lots of excitement.
He was so pumped up, and he was upset that you had pranked him. Like, he was excited, but he did say something quite aggressive about penguins.
He did, I know. But it's really funny because in our friendship, so over the last 5 years, we've both had babies. I've obviously, even before Daisy, who's at nearly two, but before that I had Trixie as a small child. We haven't actually gone out. So it was sort of the first time I've left home on a Saturday night, to be really honest. And it was a real moment. Like,
how'd you go? Like, beforehand, did you think this is going to be a bit of a big night? I'm excited. Well, you know, first night out in ages.
No, do you know what? I had paced myself, Nick, because you can even see this morning, I've got the kids in at work, and Daisy's very clingy. So she's always been a very clingy baby. So it's very hard to leave the house. And I did. I got away for a few hours. I didn't stay very long.
She's banging on the window now. Yeah, we're not letting her in.
She's not having a bonus.
We've got work to do, Daisy.
But I did. I did get my mojo back. I did. Josiah was there. I looked like I could have kicked off, didn't I?
Those cocktails, when they sat in your hand, they sat almost too well, Nick. Like, way too well. Yeah.
Multiple.
Well, one and a half.
Just rolling in double fist and drink straight up.
I was very back, responsible. Baby. At one stage, our boss was even saying, "Fee, leave your car, and you can pick it up tomorrow." But no, I wasn't that into it. I was like, no, I'm going to pace myself. But no, it was a great night celebrating Brendan Favola. What a wonderful man he is. And I imagine he's in the car right now. So big shout out to Fev listening.
I, And I know we feel weird about talking about his 40th without him here, but from the sounds of his voice and the fact that he got home at 10 to 4 or whatever, I reckon you know more about what happened at his 40th than he does.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
It's been a tough morning because Fev was here but no voice, and then he had to go home. I've got the kids because my childcare fell over this morning. Never been more relieved to see Pete Hellier walk in. Petey.
The medical sub is here. I've come in. I saw your kids, and I must say, Fev, Trixie and Daisy were out there, and I went up to Daisy and Trixie, and I said, oh, my God, I follow you guys on Instagram. I'm nervous. I'm a bit nervous. You guys are so funny. Oh my God. I'm being an idiot right now, but, oh, my God, you guys are the best. The content is amazing. Keep it up. Keep it up. I was too nervous to ask for a photo, to be honest. But
Well, I haven't even seen you in like a year and a half.
I know.
All through COVID, we were talking on the phone,
yeah,
but never getting you in the studio.
No. It is strange. We've come out of this slumber in a way. We're like bears just coming out and going, oh, yeah, that's right. We used to do this kind of stuff. And I remember coming in here back in the day. And it's it's fun. It's just fun to be out.
It is. And not only that, obviously, Nick, because your new series of How to Stay Married starts tomorrow night, 8:40 on Channel 10.
It does. So I was lucky enough to come out of COVID and go straight into a production. I want to say, like, we talk about COVID like it's not here anymore. Like, it is still a thing. But to come out of the lockdown, I guess, and go into a production was amazing.
How many tests? Because I know Pete, there's a comedian, Brett Blake,
yep,
who's worked on a bunch of shows, and he said he was getting tests every couple of days. Was it the same for you guys?
So
did you just have to get tested all the time?
I got through last year basically locked down without having a single test. And it was something I was, you know, I'm not sure if I was proud is not the wrong, but I was just like glad that I didn't have to get one. But I was like ready to get one. I was like, in a way, I was like, it's kind of my national duty to get a test at some point. So I was kind of proud or happy that I didn't have to go through it, but also a bit like, I should probably get one at some point. Just kind of, you know, we're all in this together. But I never had a reason to get one, you know. And then when we started production, yeah, I had to get one for before we even stepped on set for insurance reasons. And then once we're on set, like every once a week, I was getting one, and that was an enjoyable experience.
Now you're sick of them.
Now, well, yeah. Now I would have had a dozen COVID tests now, and
all right,
they're not nice. I'm just glad I was never part of the file footage from the news team. You know, there's about half a dozen Australians who just went and got tested and ended up being replayed on The Project and Channel 9 News over and over again because they just happened to be the bloke who was getting a stick stuck up his nose at that particular point in time when there was a camera there.
Did it work its way in to the script? Because you think about it, so because of social distancing,
yep.
So Greg and Em, obviously your character and Lisa McCune's character, did they, because you're actually actors, you're not actually a married couple.
Well, Lisa is.
Yep. did you have to keep them apart? Maybe that was a reason to introduce some more marital problems.
Well, we did think this was going to be a thing. We had to ask about, okay, kissing, is that a thing? Their characters, because they're married, they don't kiss that often. But even we had to kind of check kissing on the cheek, you know, like, is that allowed? Like, there was, because sometimes in the moment you kind of go, I think the character would kiss you on the cheek now. Or, you know, and we had to kind of ask five people. Now, that might have been Lisa McKeon's management saying, Pete, this suggests kissing. Lisa, can we just check with five different people that it's
COVID,
okay?
COVID.
It's COVID. It's absolutely COVID. So, yeah, there was a testing each day. Everyone was wearing masks up until, you know, basically shooting. As far as the cast go. So there's a whole bunch of stuff we had to jump through.
Do you know, you now just reminded me, sorry, Nick, I was just going to say, you just reminded me, when I was at school, in year 11, we had to do a co-production with Yarra Valley, the boys' school, ooh, with Tintern, and I was playing, it was Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat,
yep,
and I was playing Mrs. Potiphar, and at Mrs. Potiphar, she tries to flirt with Joseph, and she does, played by Australian actor Dave Lyons. Have you know David Lyons?
Yeah, he was
an ER.
Yeah.
He was Joseph, so I got to flirt with him, but at the end of it, I had to kiss Mr. Potiphar, played by a man called Jake Salvanti, but
he was a PE teacher at the time.
I didn't want to...
A bit dodgy.
I didn't want to kiss him, so I got my mum to ring the drama department and get me out of kissing him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That doesn't happen on set, I'm guessing.
Well, nobody... I mean, well, times have changed. I'm not sure if they're, even outside of COVID, I'm not sure how many high school productions are enforcing characters to kiss.
That's a good point. And as long as Lisa's relatives aren't calling to say, can she
not kiss me? Lisa's mum was on set a few times. there was a locked off set. A couple of times, but we got through it, and it's a fun series. We got Casey Donovan joining the cast.
Yeah, I saw this.
And she's amazing. In the same way we felt like having Lisa McCune and people not seeing Lisa, you know, in a lot of comedies over the years was our secret weapon early on. This is feels like another secret weapon, and we've got Casey, who's hilarious in this, so talented. And a certain Australian cricketer by the name of Adam Gilchrist joins the cast as well.
Gilly. Like a one-off or joins the cast?
No, he is in multiple episodes of the series.
How did that come about?
Well, because I'm a professional name dropper, Fifi Box. and when in the writer's room we're discussing an idea of like having a character who goes through, I won't spoil what the plot is, but it takes a weird kind of turn. And we're talking about it could be we're going to cast an actor to play a sports person or a celebrity chef. We're still kind of working it out. And we thought, well, let's see if we can find somebody who fun enough and willing enough to play themselves. And I happen to say, well, I can call Gilly. And then from that on, every 5 minutes, have you called Gilly? So I rang Gilly, and he was to find out if he was had any kind of wish or desire to act at all.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I can. Why not? Why not?
Wow.
So, and then it just, well, I took that back to the writers, and then they started writing more and more and more. And then he's in like 5 episodes.
I love the idea. There's some like highly trained actors that went to NIDA and all this sort of stuff. And then there's just a bloke that caught fastballs at full speed in gloves, and he's beating you for an acting role.
They weren't all fastballs. Some of them were flippers.
That's true.
As well. So, Luke Hemsworth is furious right now at Gilly. In all sincerity, you could tell that Gilly is like the best cricketer of his generation, because the effort and the attention to detail he went to learn his lines and actually to bring something. And we were like giving him direction on the day. Usually it's like if you're a sports person acting, you're like, we'll get whatever we get. As long as they kind of get roughly the lines, we'll be okay. But we were giving him direction, asking, I was throwing in extra jokes to him, and he was gloving them. Like he was taking them from Shane Warne. It was, it was amazing.
Did you get a bit of wicket keeper chat after cut, just a bit of nice, Petey. Nice, Shane.
Acting Shane.
Speaking of Shane, we were hanging out with Warnie at Fev's 40th on Saturday night.
How's Warnie doing?
Yeah, I don't think he'd be able to act in. I think he's okay. He's got a bit on at the moment.
He's got a gin going at the moment, so he's got his gloves full at the moment.
He is, but so good to see you, Petey.
And, likewise,
and
mate.
Everybody get around this. 8:40 tomorrow night, Channel 10, How to Stay Married, Pete Hellyer, Lisa McCune, Casey Donovan, and now former retired Australian cricketer Adam Gilchrist making his debut. That's
Bring
a
it
good
on.
Get.
It's a great get.
Thanks, Pete.
101.9 The Fox.
We are missing Brendan Favola. He left us about an hour ago because he lost his voice at his 40th on the weekend. And hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. But a TV show that just is dominating the screens, and everybody's loving it because it's great family fun, and that is Lego Masters, hosted by our very good friend Hamish Blake. And it is, Nick, it's great because it does cross the generations. Like Trixie, my 8-year-old, she loves it, and it gets people back into, playing Lego, because I was into it on the weekend. We got the Lego blocks out.
I was going to ask, what have you attempted to build, or is it, like, I remember as a kid, I just had a big bucket with random bricks in there. Yes. But some of the stuff they build on there is insane.
I know, and I have a confession to make. I'm really more into your Duplo. Mm. I like the bigger blocks.
The big blocks.
I do like the big blocks. So I haven't really moved on to Lego, but I make wonderful castles, little forts with my Duplo. An observation, though, from Lego Masters, not only is there Hamish, but there's also Brickman. Now, Brickman, if you don't know who Brickman is, he's in fact a certified Lego builder, and there's only so many of them the world.
Like a Lego brickie.
Yeah,
like a tradie, Lego tradie.
So Lego, the institution of Lego, only recognise certain people in the world as proper certified Lego builders, and he's one of them. And that's why he's got this job.
too many synonyms for nerd are just rolling through my head. Certified Lego brick builder.
I know he's not only a certified Lego brick builder, he's actually just a lovely guy. I love him. And if you haven't seen Nick, like last night, for instance, Gabby and Ryan, he had to let them go, but he gets really emotional. He's really connected to it. And he's not very good at hiding his emotions.
And that's why you're safe as well. Sorry, Ryan and Gabby.
Ryan and Gabby.
he gets really sad.
That's how you know Lego brick builders aren't a proper trade, because no actual tradie would be sad kicking someone out. So, right, guys, get out of here. It's smoko time.
Well, last night wasn't even the first time that's happened. So over the series, and particularly even last year, we've got a montage of all the times Brickman has nearly lost it, letting people go.
I think you've unlocked something in yourself that you didn't know you had. And as a young man, you'll go places. Well done. I do have to send one team home. And that team, unfortunately, is Atlanta and Jeff. Caitlin and Marielle, unfortunately, your story wasn't quite up to your usual standard. And unfortunately today, that's why you'll be leaving us. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's not that your Lego is not awesome, which it is. It's the pressure situation that you put under.
Yeah.
You did so well. Sorry to see you go.
Thank you.
Oh, isn't he
I've seen
softie?
People deliver eulogies and hold it together better than that. It's people making Lego. Grow up, Brickman.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
It's Mother's Day this Sunday, and a couple of weeks ago, I had a confession to tell my mum. I had been doing something as a 10-year-old, I think at the time, maybe 12, that I'd never told her, and I told her, we're just going to relive that and just listen to how disappointed and judgmental my mum can be at times. We would have been about 12, 14 when we got the matches from Grandpa beside his bed, and then Mum, we went down the back paddock and we were starting fires, like bonfires. How dangerous is that?
Joking.
No, Mum. We were...
So can I ask you how you put the fire out? Because you realise, being a rural community, you could easily have burnt longer park down.
I know.
Get that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm now aware of this. And as I said, I was a child and it was the 80s and... I don't endorse this, but I feel a weight off my shoulder, Mum, for telling you. How nervous does my mum get me, Nick?
Oh, she was not a fan of what you got up to.
I stutter and stumble whenever she's telling me off.
She scared me when she said, what did you put it out with? It made me think, like, is it still going?
But what was funny was I shared that, and then we had other people calling who wanted to make confessions to their mum. Peter from Ainsbury. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great, Peter. And you, similarly to me, have something you want to tell your mum. Is that right?
I do, yes.
Are you okay that we, in fact, have your mum ready to go? Your mum, Roz, is on the line. Hi, Roz.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Roz. Your daughter, Peter's here.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hi, Peter. Hi, darling. How are you?
Yeah, good. Oi. So,
yeah. Good start.
I wanted to confess something. So this was back when I was young, and as a mother now, I apologise in advance. But when I was 15, I don't know if you remember, but Chantal and I wanted to go to Fed Square at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the World Cup.
Oh, and yes, I remember very clearly.
Well, yeah. So it was a hard no from you and a hard no from her mum.
Absolutely.
So we were just like, okay, let's just not mention it for a couple of weeks and just go. So we did.
What?
We did.
What?
So I said I was
no, you didn't, Peter.
I did. Just calm down. And I'm alive. I didn't die.
Don't say calm down.
What were you thinking? You were 13.
I was 15.
No, you were 13. And we would have been at home playing Uno anyway.
Oh, my God. Mum, this is on the radio. Stop. I went to Chantel's, or I said that's where I was going, and Chantel said that she was staying at our place. Anyway, we caught the train in. It was a horrendous night, so lesson learned. You actually called my phone to speak to me, and she covered me and, like, ran into the toilet and spoke to you and said that I was sleeping because she's a better liar than me.
Oh, my God, and what then, is wrong with you?
I don't really know. And then the worst thing was, Mum, we were on the 6 o'clock news the next night.
What?
And her parents saw us.
Peter, what the hell? What is wrong with you? You know how many lunatics are out there? At the Brazil Cup? What is wrong with you? Seriously.
Are you still going to make me dinner tonight?
No, I'm not. You can go and buy takeaway.
Peter, I'm enjoying this so much. Yeah. Roz, I feel frustration. Yeah. And even though this is, how many years ago is it, Peter, that you did this?
Well, I definitely was 15 and it was nearly 16 years ago now.
I'm pretty sure it was 13.
Okay.
I'm with you, Roz. Mum's no best. I mean, I've been in this situation, Peter. I feel for you. But, Roz, well done. Peter, do you feel better?
I'm actually a bit scared.
I'm just gobsmacked, Peter.
Roz.
We used to love staying home playing Uno. That's why, you know.
Roz, would it make you feel better if I gave you a $100 Zonzo estate voucher?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, turn it around.
Peter, you're forgiven.
Peter, I've distracted your mum with some wine from the wonderful people at Zonzo Estate.
Thanks for doing me a solid, Fifi.
My pleasure.
Zonzo Estate's premium quality wines are available online and at Dan Murphy's now as well.
Hey, Peter, do you want a Zonzo Estate voucher?
Fifi, I would love a Zonzo Estate voucher.
For sneaking out at 15 and go to the World Cup, you get a Zonzo Estate voucher.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah.
Hey! Not
well,
all
that's
bad.
Quite a bit
of See, lying to your parents does pay off.
Yeah, even if it is 16 years later.
Enjoy dinner tonight, guys. It'll be an interesting one.
Oh, thank you, Fifi, Nick. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fifi, Bev, and Nick. Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with Paco Rabanne, Giorgio Armani, Versace, and more from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. 101.9. This is the Fox.